The if you want to give it a title, it will be Healthy Church. And it might seem like an odd thing just to preach in on with Jeff leaving, but actually I want to, in a sense, look at Jeff and his life and then look at the Bible and what God calls us to, and then look at what does Healthy Church look like. It's not a eulogy. It's not a eulogy. No, it's not a eulogy. Yeah. And I mean, as you guys obviously know, as I've said, we're obviously saying goodbye to Jeff this morning. And I really just want to look at why we're saying goodbye to him. What's the reason for us saying goodbye to him? And then why is this a healthy thing? It's a sad thing and it's a hard thing. Just told him now during worship, I just realized this will be the last time that he stands here next to me, which is heartbreaking. But it's a good thing and it's a healthy thing. So I want to start with a scripture that we all know very, very well. And before we put it up, Matthew 6, verse 33. Who knows what that says? Seek first. Matthew 6, verse 33, 34. Jesus says here, but seek first his kingdom, or the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And the context of this verse, if you go read just before verse 33, 34, Jesus speaks about possessions, he speaks about money, and he speaks about worrying about life and the things that we own and have and need. And then Jesus says, as we said now in verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God. And Jesus' command to us, his encouragement to us, is to trust God in the midst of having needs and worrying about life and our possessions and finances. In spite of all that stuff that we need, that we should trust God, that we should seek his kingdom first above all else. And if we look at Jeff's life, I mean, Jeff has been in Cape Town 42 years. I haven't lived 42 years, which is crazy. I know it looks like I've lived 42 years, but I haven't. Jeff has been in Cape Town for 42 years. He's led a church here. He's planted a church here. His kids grew up here. He's seen God move in wonderful ways in the Southern Cape, Southern suburbs, almost Southern Cape. And he's been here for 42 years. And he won't remember this, but at the start of the year, I was having a chat with him. And then he said, Estian, something that I'm asking God for this year is I just want more of him. I'm not retired. That wasn't his words. I'm supplementing. I want to see more of God. I want to see him. I want to experience him. I want to see him move. And that was so amazing for me because he looks a good 40 years old, but he's actually in his 70s. And it was just amazing for me that he doesn't want to just settle and grow apathetic and lethargic and just kind of wait for the years to roll by and hopefully die a peaceful death one day. But he wants more of God, and he wants to see him move, and he wants to see him and experience him and walk with him. And that was so beautiful for me because that is what it means to seek his kingdom first. It's a heart that wants to seek the king above all else. Now, God won't necessarily ask us to move to Mossel Bay, but he might, so never say never. But this morning, the encouragement is, are our heart posture the same? Do we seek his kingdom? Do we seek the king above all else? Do we tell the Lord, Lord, I want to see more of you. I want to experience you. I want to walk with you. I want to know you. Like, that is the question this morning. Because Jeff could have worried about his life and his finances and his possessions and his house and all that stuff, as Jesus speaks about in Matthew 6, if you go read kind of just prior to verse 33. But he's choosing to put his kingdom first, and it's not easy, and it's hard, but that is the encouragement this morning. The kingdom of God is where Jesus is king, over all areas of our lives. And the encouragement this morning is to continue to seek his kingdom first in all areas of our lives, that Jesus will be king in every single area. And if he's not king, it's to make him king, to bow our knee, to humble ourselves, to yield and surrender and make him king. And I want to link that Matthew 6:6, that's the Afrikaans coming through, scripture with Matthew 28, which we all know as well, Matthew 28:18-20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Now, we hear the scripture a lot, so sometimes we can just kind of read it and it kind of goes over our head. And I just want us to take, I'm not going to preach long this morning because I want to give Jeff opportunity to say something and I want to pray for him. But I really just want us to pause here just quickly and just actually think about the scripture. Firstly, the scripture is a command. It's not a suggestion. It's Jesus asking each one of us, not just Jeff going to Mossel Bay, not just me, every single person here, we call to make disciples in the way in which we live and the way we treat people and act and reach out to people. And there's so much in the scripture that we can unpack. We can unpack Jesus saying his authority has been given to us, which is a beautiful thing, and that we can talk about that. We can talk about baptizing people. We can talk about teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. What does that mean? How does that look? There's so much we can say, but I want to focus on the word go, which actually starts with in verse 19. Therefore, go, that word go. And just as Jeff is going to Mossel Bay to make disciples, that's part of what God's obviously calling him to do, the encouragement this morning is that we are a people that go. We need to go to friends and to family and to colleagues and at work and your kids and their schools and the families there. We need to go to those people. We need to go on outreaches, you know, like, not often, every single time when someone goes somewhere, they always come back and say, "I was going to give, but I actually got so much more in return," because it's something of going somewhere, of going. You know, like there's an outreach to Uganda in a few weeks' time. We have two people going on that, which is brilliant. Tracy went to the 412 thing in Brazil, which was brilliant. I mean, yeah, that was interesting, sharing about that bathroom story and stuff. We had a prophetic time with Milani now, Gareth and Sandra on the line, and Amy, they're still in PE. Lisa was there. That's going, right? We went to Bedarstorp, a few of us, going. We're going to Bloemfontein in September. That's going. And really, the thing that I want to say this morning, healthy church is to have a heart posture of going. And obviously, it doesn't only mean going somewhere, like going to Mossel Bay or to Bloom or going on outreaches. I would encourage as many of us to do that, but it's the day-to-day going. It's having a heart posture of going to our neighbors, going to our friends, going to make disciples, going to com group, coming to church, going into each other's lives. It is a thing of going. Thanks. Thanks, Nikki. Where's Steve? Where's Steve, man? You're moving back. Steve used to sit here and cheer me on, and now I don't know what I did. But anyway, it's a hard posture of going. A few weeks back, or a few months back, I preached a message titled, "As We Go," and it's linked to this. Jesus tells his disciples to go. And the beautiful thing is in verse 20, it says, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." And that is beautiful. That's a promise, right? So God gives a command, and then he gives a promise that goes with the command, which is beautiful. It was the same with Moses and with everyone else in the Bible. When God gives us a command, when he asks us to go, he's with us. That's the promise. He's with us. And those two are obviously very linked. As we go, Jesus is with us. Jesus uses us as we go. That's important. Like, sometimes we wonder why God's not using us, and the question I want to ask is, are you going? Do you have a heart posture of going? Are you asking God for opportunities to go to your friends, neighbors, colleagues, on outreaches to come? Are you going? Are you going into people's homes, loving people? If we ask God for opportunities to go, He will give us opportunities because it's His command for us to go. And the beautiful thing is, as we go, He is with us. As we step out the boat, He is with us. Let's use every opportunity to go. It is amazing to see how God blesses us with His presence and how He uses us as we step out the boat. We have to step out the boat. We have to be a people that go. Lisa Little shared a prophetic word a few months ago about not being belly gazers. You guys remember that? Looking at our bellies and kind of looking at ourselves and internally and at our world and our challenges and things that occupy our minds. And she said, as we lift up our eyes to Him, as we lift up our eyes to the hills, as we go, God will take care of the rest. It is stepping out the boat, keeping our eyes on Jesus, and having a heart posture of going. So the first thing, healthy church, is to have a heart posture of going. And I really want to encourage us that we be people that go. Also, point number two on healthy church. Healthy church is giving your best. Healthy church is giving your best. The way of the kingdom is to give or to send. And we see this with Jesus as well. John 3, I'm using all the favorite scriptures this morning. John 3, 16, Matthew 28, Matthew 6, John 3, 16 and 17. We all know this. For God so loved the world that He gave. Healthy church is about giving or sending. That He gave His only one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send, again, this thing of giving, sending, His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him, which is beautiful. So healthy church, the way of the kingdom is to give or to send. And God the Father models this for us by giving His best, Jesus, by giving His best, His Son, for the need of the world. And in the same, not the same way, but in a way, you know, like our apostolic team, the guys that leads Josh Chen, and 412 Monet and Andrew, they felt that Mossel Bay and the Southern Cape needs Jeff, which is amazing. And in faith, we are giving our best, Jeff. Because he's going to leave a hole, right? To go and to help with that need. Just as the father was sacrificing his son, we're not sacrificing you, but Jeff is sacrificing his life. He's been in Cape Town 42 years. He knows the area. He knows the people. I mean, I went to church to a different church with him once, and eventually I just kind of walked half a meter behind him because he knows every second person, so everyone comes and greets him. So there's a lot for Jeff here, right? His roots are here, his kids are here. He's been here 42 years, and for him it's a sacrifice to go. And just as God the Father sacrificed His Son Jesus for us, Jeff is sacrificing his life, his comfort, his home, and he's sacrificing that for his kingdom, for God's kingdom. He's putting God's kingdom first. And for us, we are letting go of Jeff so that he can do what God is asking him to do. And this models something about God letting go of his son so that his son can accomplish the plans and the purposes that God had for his son, for Jesus. So we're letting go of Jeff so that God can work through Jeff and fulfill the plans and the purposes that he has for him. So as we say goodbye to Jeff this morning, we acknowledge it's hard and it's a sacrifice and he leaves a vacuum. It's hard to say goodbye to him. But the encouragement for us are two things. And number one is healthy church is to have a heart posture of going. And that is the encouragement to all of us this morning. And healthy church is also giving your best, sending or giving. The way of the kingdom is going and giving, sending. And we are looking forward to have the blessing of hearing and seeing how God is going to use Jeff in Mossel Bay or in the Southern Cape. So for us, let's be a people who go, colleagues, family, let's make disciples, let's give ourselves to this church family, let's go and outreach us, let's use every opportunity to go. And let's be people who put God's kingdom first in everything we do, that Jesus is King in all areas of our lives. And let's be people who give our best to our King and His kingdom.